You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, May 9th, 2024. Stand up for your country. Nothing major to report on the Trump trial. I hope you read my message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com. The whole thing is an embarrassment for the state of New York. And I'm not even sure my state, New York, can be embarrassed at this point. It's such a fiasco here with crime and punitive taxation and woke and far left governance. I mean, I don't know if anybody holding office in New York, well, I shouldn't say that. There are some good people, but the state of New York, this trial, this Trump hush money thing, and I back it up in the message. We went over it yesterday. I'm not going to do that again today. But I hope you do read that on BillO'Reilly.com. So tonight I want to look at presidential leadership because it's in question again. And that is the talking points memo. So yesterday, Joe Biden made headlines when he gave an interview to CNN, friendly interview. Aaron Burnett didn't challenge him, where he said, look, America is going to delay delivering bombs and other heavy ordnance to Israel if Israel invades Rafah, which is the last stronghold of Hamas in Gaza. So we got a map. I want to show you where Rafah is and the problems here. So the Hamas leadership that isn't dead has fled down here. It's close to the border with Egypt. And Egypt wants no part of Hamas or refugees or Palestinians or any of that. So Egypt has sealed the border. You can't get into Egypt. So Netanyahu and the Israeli government, they want to kill the Hamas leadership. Now, there have been negotiations floated, but Hamas refuses to release the hostages. There's estimated 150 hostages there. We don't know how many are dead. But in any ceasefire, you'd have to release the hostages. Doesn't that make sense to you? Or remember, in October 7th, Hamas terrorists crossed the border into Israel and slaughtered 1,200 civilians. No military targets. Killed babies, raped women, murdered them. I mean, come on. I mean, it was their 9/11. And the people who did it are hiding in Rafah, so you got to go in and get them. But there's a way to do it. And I want to talk a little bit about that. But Biden basically has told Israel, you can't go in and bomb and kill civilians. Here's the problem. Hamas hides behind civilians. They use civilians as cannon fodder, the terror group does. And so it's pretty hard to get them when their headquarters is below an orphanage or a hospital. Now, I do think you can do the Rafah invasion in a targeted way, and that's what I would advise. But Biden's basically saying to Israel, hey, you better do what we tell you to do, we the USA, which is ridiculous. Israel has to defend itself. But if Israel goes in and just slaughters civilians, they're going to lose. Israel's going to lose not only the war, but all subsequent help. So there are two reasons that Biden made this public. The first is there are Arab nations that don't want the Palestinian civilians to be harmed. And Biden needs those nations. Roll the tape.
I've been working with the Arab states. I won't mention them because I don't want to get them in trouble. But five leaders in the Arab community who are prepared to help rebuild Gaza, prepared to help transition to a two-state solution.
No, Biden needs those nations, and I understand that. There's no doubt about it. The Arab nations can be very helpful to the United States and Israel, particularly in the fight against Iran. We're talking Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Egypt, and a few others. Okay, they hate Iran, and they can help us there. The second reason is venal. Okay, it's all about Biden. Biden knows that supporting Israel is hurting him in the polls among younger people and his progressive base. He knows that. They hate Israel. The progressives hate Israel. They think Israel is oppression, just like the United States. The progressive movement loathes this country. They want to change everything about it. We've gone over that. Okay, so I'm president. What do I do? I talked about it last night on News Nation with Cuomo. Go.
He's got Burns, the CIA chief in Jerusalem right now. Burns should have done all of this quietly with Netanyahu and the defense minister of Israel. Very quietly. Said, look, we can't supply you with heavy weaponry if you go in and slaughter thousands of civilians. So no, if you do that, we're going to stop supplying you, and we're going to tell the world that we warned you and you did it anyway. That should have been done in private. That's what diplomacy is.
But Biden didn't do it in private because Biden wants the progressives to switch over to his side. That's why. And that's bad. Bad for the world, bad for everybody. So that would have been the way to handle it. Now, Israel itself, they understand this. If Israel goes in and kills thousands of Palestinian civilians, even if those civilians are being used by Hamas, the whole world turns against Israel. And Netanyahu can blow smoke and say, well, we'll stand alone, but he can't. Okay? He can't. You need the United States and NATO behind you. And believe me, the European countries, they'll throw Israel under the bus in a heartbeat. America is Israel's best ally. And if you did that quietly with Netanyahu, don't embarrass him. I think you might have been able to accomplish something with targeted strikes in Rafah. And that's the memo. I think it's a fair memo.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt. A billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. So our international news partner is called Daily Chatter. You can get it on Daily Chatter, C-H-A-T-T-R, .com. And the reason we interact with this agency is they have people all over the world. Okay, I can't hire foreign correspondents, but I need an agency that isn't ideological. So I can't use, for example, The Economist out of England because they're progressives. I can't use Al Jazeera. They got booted out of Israel because they were taking Hamas propaganda and printing it as fact. That's what Al Jazeera was doing. That's why they got booted. Okay? It's very hard to get independent analysis. Daily Chatter did a pretty good job. Okay? And, you know, I know the guy who runs it. He's been on the No Spin News. Pretty confident. So we asked him, said, okay, now, where are we as far as public opinion is concerned? And he steered us, Phil Balboni, the head of Daily Chatter, to a recent Gallup poll, which I had overlooked. I don't know why. And here is a summation of the poll. Quote, after narrowly backing Israel's military action in Gaza in November, Americans now oppose the campaign by a solid margin. 55% currently disapprove of Israel's actions, while 36% approve. Okay, so why is this shift going on? Because the American media is not explaining what's happened, as I just did in the Talking Points memo. I mean, they don't. Look, you hear ceasefire, ceasefire. You can't have a ceasefire with Hamas holding 150 hostages. You can't. That would be such a dereliction of duty on the part of the Israeli government. If Hamas releases the hostages, and believe me, some of them are dead. Some of them have been murdered. Okay? Then you can start to talk about a ceasefire. Okay, so if you want to check out Daily Chatter, that's up to you. President Biden's schedule, he welcomed the Las Vegas Aces to the White House as the NBA, WNBA team, won the championship. How woke is that? I'm happy the ladies got to see the White House. That's fine, but it's woke. All right. And then he goes to California, another California trip, third one this year to raise money. So Biden's not doing a people's business at all. None. He just doesn't do it. And he's on the plane. Money, 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 money. And the Democratic Party knows that Biden is not good for anything other than fundraising. And that's why they got him all over the place. Money, get the money. Because it's not just Biden running in November. It's the Senate. And right now, the Senate may go Republican. No, they got to get all this money that Biden's raising. That's why every day I tell you, here, he's there. He's never doing the people's business. Now, yesterday in Wisconsin, Biden said some crazy stuff. And then on CNN, in addition to the Israel stuff, he said this. Go.
I mean, no president's had the run we've had in terms of creating jobs and bringing down inflation. It was 9% when I came to office. 9%.
No pushback from Aaron Burnett. It's not 9%. It was 1.4%. That's a pretty big gap, wouldn't you say? So Biden goes on national TV, says when he came into office, inflation was 9%. It's a lie. It's an untruth. But is it a conscious lie? I'll get to it in a minute. But the CNN interviewer should have been, no. You can imagine Biden sitting with me, okay? No, it was 1-4. What are you saying it's 9? Why are you saying stuff like that? Now, the people who don't know anything, okay, Well, yeah, when Biden came in, it was 9% inflation. No, it wasn't. In fact, since Biden's been president, prices for the essentials of life have risen about 20% to this day. By all inflation coming, it's 20%. That's a lot. Under Trump, 4 years, prices rose 8%. That's a 12% spread. But by, oh, no, no, I had the best economy. I created all the jobs. You didn't create all the jobs. Once the COVID pandemic subsided, then people went back to work. And you're counting that as job creation. All right. So I know that many anti-Biden people, he's a liar, he's a liar, he's a liar. Okay, here's another one. So Biden went to school at Archmere Academy in Claymont, Delaware, okay, as an urchin. It's a Catholic school. He had a teacher named Timothy Riley. He's, Riley spelled his name wrong, but that's okay. Okay, so Biden tells stories about Mr. Riley. Roll the tape.
My theology professor at the Catholic school I went to was a guy named Riley, last name, and he had been drafted by the Green Bay Packers, and he decided to become a priest before that, so he didn't go. But every single solitary Monday that Green Bay won, we got the last period of the day off.
Now, Biden's in Wisconsin when he says that. Green Bay, of course, in Wisconsin. But it's not true. It's not even close to being true. Okay, so Father Riley, Professor Riley, whoever he was, he's dead. He died recently, April 22nd. So he's dead. He wasn't drafted by the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers go, no, we haven't. Okay, so now you have, in one day, Biden lying about inflation and telling a phony story about his former teacher. So you go, liar, 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 liar. Okay. I'm telling you, this is what's going on. He doesn't know what he is saying. What does that mean? He has no sensor in his mind. Whatever pops into his mind when he's speaking, he says. Trump does that, not at this level, but whatever pops into Trump's mind when he's in this, on the stump, when he's having a rally, boom. There's no, well, maybe I shouldn't say that or should it a different way. So Biden, because of his declining mental acuity, word of the day, whatever pops into his mind, he says. So he doesn't know whether the Green Bay Packers story is true, but he didn't care. The 9% inflation, that's what he wants to believe. And he knows the press will not call him on it. Okay. I know you disagree, and Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, and fine. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. So with the media corruption being at an all-time high, the national media's corruption at an all-time high, this is why Biden get away with this, all right? He can say whatever he wants and nobody holds him accountable. And the late night comedians, the three of them, are a good example of this, of what's happening. So most Americans are catching on that the news industry and the entertainment industry on television is corrupt, not honest. So the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, the week of April 29th, okay, average 1.4 million people. More people watch me, okay? Late Show Colbert, 2.3 million. Kimmel, 1.6 million, all right? Those are minuscule numbers when you think about Johnny Carson and Jay Leno and David Letterman, those people. So nobody watches them. In fact, Fallon is down 33% in 5 years. Colbert is down 23%, Kimmel is down 2%, because Kimmel never had any audience anyway. Now, what's happening, why this is happening, is because the late night guys will only do progressive liberal comedy and guests. They won't book. I can't get on any of those shows, even though I was on Leno
and Letterman all time, and on Kimmel too, but not now. Mm-mm. It's all left wing. Here's what happened last night on Colbert. Go.
I think what we're looking at right now is some significant stakes for the country about the future of our democracy. Mm-hmm. I don't think that anyone should be hiding from that or mm-hmm. talking around that. So I don't try to be anything other than who I am, and I don't try to do anything but present what my point of view is in an informed way. I do it with facts.
All right, that's Jen Psaki, former Biden spokeswoman. I have dubbed her the queen of disinformation. But in Jen Psaki's mind, everything she says is fact-based. Everything. Because that's what she wants to believe. Now, would Jen Psaki report that Biden misled the entire world by saying that inflation was 9% when he took office? No. No. Wouldn't mention it. So she says, well, I base everything on facts. No, you don't. You don't report what you don't want to report. Anything that would make Biden look bad, you're going to ignore it totally. And she's on MSNBC, if you don't know. I don't know how anybody would know because nobody watches MSNBC. Okay, again, but when you add it all up, you see what's happening with late night morning programming, the news agencies that run the nightly news broadcast. When you see it all, it's gone. And so Americans are adrift. They don't have anywhere to get the information. And let me make one final point. This is interesting. So on Tuesday, Indiana had a primary. All right, inside the primary, Trump got 78% of the vote, Nikki Haley 22%. So that's a pretty big number for Nikki Haley because she's out of the race, right? Well, here's what the left-wing press said. Go.
Nikki Haley, who's been out of the race for 2 months, got 125,000 votes and 21%.
That's got to mean. That's got to mean something.
Nikki Haley, someone who's no longer actually running, taking a substantial share of the votes, but still what you're seeing in Indiana is a large number, 22%.
Haley actually delivering a warning sign for the former president in last night's Republican primary in Indiana. While Trump did win, former candidate Nikki Haley grabbed 22% of the vote, even though she dropped out of the race in March.
All those people were lying to you. All of them. Okay? So that it was MSNBC and ABC News. They're all lying. Why were they lying? How were they lying? It was an open primary. Anybody could vote for anybody. Nikki Haley got 22% of the vote because Democrats crossed over and vote for her, just like New Hampshire. Remember New Hampshire? Democrats wanted to embarrass Trump, so they voted for Nikki Haley. Because Biden was a lock, and they were instructed to do that. Why didn't NBC News report that? How about ABC News? Why didn't you report that? No, it looked bad for Trump. Nikki Haley got 20 as a message. Totally bogus. You know, I know you're not in my business. Just woo. All I can do is expose it. If I could, I'd go in with a sledgehammer, but I can't. All right, security would grab me and I would be prosecuted in the state of New York. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts. For coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
All right, Biden is panicking about the border. So the latest is going to be new standards for asylum seekers, the biggest con in the world. So today, Biden administration announces that no longer everybody going to be allowed in. While their asylum claims are adjudicated, which takes 5 years, that means there's an open border. You come on in, you tell the U.S. authorities, I want asylum. They go, what's your name? You give them the name. They give you a plane or bus ticket. You're gone. And then maybe you'll get a summons to appear sometime, which you probably won't even answer. That is an open border. Now Biden says, oh, we're changing, okay? And how they're changing is that the individual Homeland Security personnel on the border can turn back asylum seekers if they want. Again, here's what I said on News Nation. Go.
So right now what you're asking the Border Patrol to do, and the Border Patrol is overwhelmed, is to basically cherry pick who's not going to get visa consideration. So they can barely contain what they have now. So now you're going to line people. You go, okay, you can get it, but you can't. And there's no explanation. It's all subjective. And the Border Patrol is not going to be able to do that.
Can you imagine? Did you have all these hundreds of people coming out? No, you, but not you. It's impossible. All right? And the Biden administration knows it. Those are just smoke and mirrors. Schumer is behind this. Senator Schumer, he's behind this border thing. Remember, he was behind that insane law the Republicans wouldn't support. That if you read the law, all it did was provide more money to give more foreign nationals a chance at asylum. That's all it did. It didn't stop anybody. And the Republicans said, what? This isn't border security. So no, we had the solution. It's smoke and mirrors. And the final point is, no matter what they come up with, the Biden administration, Republicans aren't going to support it. They don't want to lose the issue. Okay? So they're not going to support anything at this point. And Biden doesn't need any of this. He can write an executive order tomorrow and change the visa application. He doesn't need Congress. He doesn't need anybody. He can do what Trump did, remain in Mexico. He could do it. Biden won't. So the dishonesty level that we are dealing with in America now is through the roof. The dishonesty of the American government. It all goes back to leadership. Okay, there was a vote in the House of Representatives on the Equal Representation Act. You know about this? Of course, everybody ignored it. So the Equal Representation Act would require that the census ask a question about citizenship. Are you a citizen? U.S. citizen. Okay, the vote was 206 Republicans voted yes, we want that law, and 202 Democrats voted no. All the Democrats voted no. They don't want to know in the census, who's a U.S. citizen and who isn't. That makes sense to you? Every Democrat and every Republican said no, we want to know. So it passed the House. Schumer gets it now. Yeah, okay. Never. And that's why Republicans have to win the Senate in November and keep the House. All right, Denver. Oh, lived in Denver for 2 years. Some of you know that. KMGH-TV, which back then was a CBS affiliate. Great place, great town. Love Colorado. All right, and learned a lot, won an Emmy, did really good work. And then Denver was a traditional town. Now it is crazy left wing. So Denver is a sanctuary city. It has welcomed thousands and thousands of migrants, and it's now overwhelmed. Can't put them places, can't handle them. The migrants then have set up encampments in Denver, in the city, the capital city of Colorado, and it won't leave. No matter, and the mayor, Mike Johnson, crazy left, and the governor, Jared Polis, not crazy left, but very sympathetic to the left. They're not doing anything about it. So this week, the migrants issued a list of demands on the city of Denver. The migrants are demanding, this is what the migrants are demanding, ready? Migrants will cook their own food provided by Denver, the city. So you have to give them food, they're going to cook it because they don't want you to cook it. Migrants will have shower access anytime they want. Okay, are they having coming to my house for the shower? I don't know. Migrants will have free medical visits. Okay, I don't get a free medical. Nobody in Denver I know gets free medical visits. All right. Migrants cannot be removed from their encampments. Migrants will get work permits to get a job in Colorado right now. And they will get free immigration lawyers paid for by the state of Colorado. The city will provide privacy for migrant families. I don't know how they do that. And all migrant children will get free transportation to and from school. As well as the demands. And you better give it to us because we want it now. These are people who entered the country under dubious circumstances, for sure. You better. And there they are. There's the Mayor Johnston and Governor Polis. They tried that in Florida or Texas or Alabama or even Virginia. I don't think they get too far. Rents. Do you rent or do you own? Okay. It's better to own, but very hard to buy a house now because of Joe Biden. Because interest rates are up so high. It's hard. So some people are renting, and rents are up 30%. Since Biden took office. Okay? Here are the most expensive rental cities. Atlanta. Rents rising the fastest. Atlanta, Charlotte, North Carolina, Miami, Phoenix, Tampa, Baltimore, Cincinnati. Wow. Vegas, New York City, San Diego. So if you're planning to move there, you better bring a lot of money. The average rent all across the country, $2,000 a month, according to rent.com. Smart Live. So I am trying to book a little vacation after the presidential election because I'm going to be like this. We're going to give you the best election coverage you have ever seen. I promise. But that's going to require a lot of work on my part. And I am willing to do it because this is so important. So from September to November, I'm going to be crazed working. And I got Confronting the Presidents coming out September 10th, which I'm going to have to promote all over the world. So by the middle of November, I'm going to need a vacation. Sure, I'm not going to take a long time, but so I want to get out to the Caribbean because that's what, you know, I'm snorkel and whatever, and I'm a big water guy. So I'm going to give you the best Smart Life tip that you have got travel. And here it comes. If you go to TripAdvisor, which is a good website, and you look at hotels or Expedia or what's the other one? Begins with a V, I don't remember. But they do commercials all over the place. They give you a, this is how much the hotel costs a night. What they don't give you is all the fees. And the fees have now overwhelmed the cost of the room. So I'm picking on the Ritz-Carlton Dorado Beach in Puerto Rico. Nice place. And I just picked it out of a hat. I have no beef with them. So May 17th to 19th, all right, next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend, you want two nights, Friday, Saturday, in the Ritz-Carlton Dorado Beach, right? Okay. Here's how much it costs. They will give you a suite that sleeps six human beings. Okay? Ocean view, two double beds, non-refundable. But if you book it, you lose your money and you can't go. The suite costs, okay, $6,000 a night. $6,000 a night. That's $12,000 for two nights. Okay? Included in that is nothing. That's just the cost of the suite. Now, if you get six people, that's a grand a night. But then they slap you with fees of $1,380. So your total for two nights is $13,712 with all the fees. You got a resort fee. You got a hookup for your computer fee. You got a pool fee. You got a beach fee. You got a parking fee, even if you don't park. You got, I don't know. It's, can you believe this? So it's almost $14,000 without tips or anything like that. And without food, you don't get any food. All right. And that's just, I could give you 1,000 examples. So what I do is, number one, I would never even consider this in the past, but I'm looking at all-inclusives where you get the food and the room. Still very expensive, okay? But if they're going to give you three squares, and I don't drink, but they get thrown in the booze, and you get a decent one, and I'm not recommending any because I've never been to an all-inclusive. It's a little, you know, I don't really trust it, but I'm looking at it. But you, when you book a hotel room in the Caribbean or anybody else, anywhere else, you got to look at what their fees are, the hotels. It is insane. Smart Life.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This day in history, May 9th, 1949, Billy Joel was born in the Bronx. Okay? He moved out to Hicksville, Long Island, which is where I first ran into him, Levittown Parkway. So Billy Joel's a genius, musical genius, no doubt about it. Sold 160 million records, all right? 33 self-written top 40 hits. 33, including this one. No, he's not a downtown man any longer. Billy Joel's worth $250 million. That's the estimate. That's probably baloney. It's according to Parade magazine. But anyway, he should be worth a lot more. And the reason he isn't is because his manager in the 80s was his brother-in-law. Okay? His ex-wife's Elizabeth's brother. And the manager stole money from him, a lot of money. And Joel wasn't paying attention. Joel sued him. He got $9 million in a settlement, according to Forbes, but that was a pittance of what the guy allegedly, because it never went to criminal court, took from Billy Joel. But anyway, known him long time, good guy, great show. Great show. Get a chance, check it out on Apple. Okay, we got mail, and we got a final thought on Mother's Day coming up. Right back. Let's go to the mail. We got Wayne, a concierge member. We implore you for your own good to check out concierge membership on BillO'Reilly.com. It's a insurance policy for your life. So please check that over the weekend. Stormy Daniels extorted $30,000 from President Trump, says Wayne. Why isn't she in jail? Because Trump didn't file charges. Got to file charges. Stephen, concierge member, I've served on two juries and proud of doing my duty. Given my limited experience, I've always believed that jurists will do the best of their ability. I'm not so sure in this case. I had a very interesting debate with Sean Hannity about this yesterday. It's on BillO'Reilly.com on his radio program. I think it'll be a hung jury. Hannity thinks Trump's going to get convicted, and we both give our reasons. It's worth a listen. Christopher Haggerty, Winchester, Virginia. Bill, any chance you might be commenting on the five candidates for the Virginia Republican primary Senate race? No chance. We don't do local and state races. Can't possibly do that and bring you all the news that affects your life directly. I mean, people in Idaho, they care about what the primary system is in Virginia? No. Eric Eisenhower, Dallas, Texas. But when you first announced you would be appearing on Cuomo, I thought you had lost your mind, but now I understand why you do it. I'm very glad you do. Love watching the segment each week. It's really worked out. I think for Cuomo, for me, we get a totally different audience out there, and they hear some common sense. James Milner, Keswick, Virginia. Bill, please get this straight. When Trump said there are fine people on both sides in Charlottesville, was he talking about white supremacists and counter-protesters? Was when he talking about the removal of the Confederate statues? So I've gone over this 4,987 times, James. That's how many times I've gone over this. It's in The United States of Trump, the book I wrote about him. I can't do it every day. Now, it's obviously about the Confederate statue. But I know you can't watch all the time. But if you are a premium member of BillO'Reilly.com, you get a transcript of anything. All you have to do is Google O'Reilly Trump Charlottesville. Boom, it comes right up. We're trying to make it as easy as we can. Rachel Gregory, Encino, California. Hey, Bill, John Fetterman surprised me recently. Seems totally logical on some issues. You should have him on your program. We invited him. For some reason, not going to come on. That's okay. I don't take it personally, but yeah, I'd love to talk to him. So if you know him, tell him, come on in. John Sato, Hicksville, New York, Billy Joel's hometown. Do you think Republicans regret their decision to get rid of Republican Santos, thinking the Democrats would reciprocate if people like Senator Menendez and Congressman Cuellar got in trouble? Nobody ever thought that Democrats would reciprocate. Santos had to go. Period. You got to do the right thing. You don't do the right thing because you think somebody's going to reciprocate. You just do the right thing. All right. Thomas DeSia. Thomas is in Armonk, New York, in Westchester County. Bill, I don't agree with you all the time, but your reporting in the past 2 months has been stellar. Please give regards to your staff. That's very nice of you. The staff's done a great job. But my reporting for 50 years has been stellar. I know I'm an egomaniac. But the record is the record. But I'm glad you like it. Alice, appreciate your comments about the Stormy fiasco. I agree what you said, that Trump will end up benefiting from all of this. Okay. And Scott, Sean Connery was the greatest Bond. No doubt about it. Light years ahead of Roger Moore and Daniel Craig. Connery owned it. Okay, BillO'Reilly.com store. We got a limited edition of Killing Patton. If you really like your dad and granddad, you want to get them this for Father's Day. This is a fabulous presentation. A little bit expensive, but it lasts a lifetime. So if you really like dad or granddad, this is the one. This is what you got to get mom or dad, the Not Woke coffee mugs. And if you become a premium or concierge member, you get the Not Woke free or any of the books. Okay? Now, this is the fastest selling mug we've ever had. It's just flying out of here. Made in the USA. Fantastic gift and very reasonable. Now, we got a bundle. Killing the Witches, Killing the Legends, The Killers, The Mob, Crazy Horse, 33% off. Another fantastic gift for dad and granddad. Okay, and then the word of the day tonight is odious. O-D-I-O-U-S. Do not be odious. I'll be back with a Mother's Day final thought in a moment. Okay, if you want to reach me, by the way, bill@BillO'Reilly.com, bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name in town. So my mom's anniversary of her passing was Tuesday of this week. She would have been 101 years old. Winifred Angela O'Reilly, okay, Yonkers, New York, born 1923. Greatest mom. I mean, if that woman is not in heaven, none of us have a chance. I mean, really, really fine, fine mother. And she only did one bad thing to me. And I remember because I was so shocked that she was in a bad mood and kind of whacked me for something I didn't do. I still remember because my mother was so fair and so nice. She just drove us everywhere, play ice hockey in the winter. Greatest mom. And I was lucky to have her because my father was a pretty tough guy. My grandfather was an NYPD, and the paternal side of the family, it was tough. But I love both my parents. I was very respectful to them. I handled everything for them, everything. And I have a foundation named after my parents, the Winifred and William O'Reilly Foundation, charitable foundation. And we give away millions of dollars. And on Monday, I'll be with Geraldo on the autism benefit out here on Long Island. And that's what we do. We do not take donations from anywhere else. It's not like the Clinton Foundation where they fly around on private jets, charge it to the foundation. That's what I do. It's all income that we generate here. A lot of it goes into the foundation, and we do a lot of good because I supervise where that money goes. You take my money and you're not doing what you should do, you got a problem with me, and you don't want a problem with me, okay? So anyway, Mother's Day, you know, Mom, I hope you're watching all the good things that are happening here. Your grandchildren are prospering, and thanks for being a great mom. And thank you for watching and listening. New column on Sunday. We'll see you again on Monday.